Okay, Rabose, today's daf is Bava Kama daf Dalet. We're here on Gimel Amud Beis. At the two dots, about to start the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about what Mave is. As usual, today's shir is v'schus, all the soldiers and all the Ptuim, all the people who've been injured. They should have a Fuh Shlema, they should stay safe, they should be Masliach. Right, and Mitzvah Shem, we should all be Zohar to have a Gula Shlema B'Karov. Also, I forgot to mention this, but my aunt's yard site, right, Leah Rochel Bas, Rav Tzvi Zev, right, was last Thursday night, so again, I didn't say it before last year, but we'll say it before this year, that the shir should be L'Ilui Nishmas, for our learning should be exquisite, and Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're here at the two dots, Mave V'Hever, right, we said that Mave, right, we had mentioned before that it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, so we're going to get right into that right now. My Mave, what is Mave? So Rav Amr Mave Ze Odom, Shmuel Amr Mave Ze Hashem. Rav says that it's a person who damages, and Shmuel says that it is a shame. Again, that's the teeth of the animal, right, eating something. Rav Amar Mav is an Adam, right? How does he get that from? The Chiyuv Pasuk says, Amar Shomer Asa Boker V'Gam Laila Im Tivayun Boyu. It says the Shomer person, it says that it's morning is coming, night is coming. If you want to look for something, look for something. Right, that's a person who is looking for something. That's a person. That's a person. That's how he learns that it's Mave, right? Same lashon of Tivayun Boyu, right? Is Adam. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says Mave is Ashen, right? He quotes a different pasuk. The Chiyuv Eich Nichpesu Esav, right? Nivu Matzpunav. Right, again, how Esav has been been beaten up, and the things that he hides, right, have been found or have been looked for. So that's my mashma. The Gemara says, what does that have to do with a teeth? So kidim etargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was translated into Aramaic. Where we have a couple things. Right, a couple times we have that Rav Yosef was translated into Aramaic. Okay. So the pasuk says, well, the translation is itkin it belish Esav itgalin. Matrohi, right? I mean that nivu. The what we're using over here is that nivu matmorohu, right? Matmorohi, right? Is the things that have been hidden are now able to be seen. So that's like teeth, right? Teeth, right? Usually are not able to be seen, and they sometimes, right? He opens his mouth and you can see it. So okay, fine. So Gemar says, "Rav, my time alam Shmuel. Why didn't Rav, right? Say like Shmuel, meaning it's pretty, you know, it's a decent pasuk." So the Gemara says, "Amar lecha mikatani nive." It doesn't say nive, right? It doesn't say. Meaning, Armish says mave, right? Nive, nivu. It says mave, meaning that that's nive is nifal. I'm not so good at the Hebrew about the Hebrew tenses, but nifal is the person getting the thing in question, the person receiving the thing in question. So that doesn't make sense because mave, right, is the animal or the person doing. Right, the action, right? That can't be referring to the niva. Seems to imply that's the receiver, right, or the person on the end of, let's say, the damage or whatever. Meaning that the teeth become, right, the teeth are there, right, and that's the thing that becomes, right, exposed, right. But here we're looking for a more aggressive, more active lashon. Shmuel, my time alo amar karav. Why didn't Shmuel say like Rav? Right, because he has a good pasuk. So amar lecha, he would say to you, mikutani boa. I mean, he doesn't say. B-I-U, it doesn't say boa, it says mave. What is boa? Right, again, boa would mean someone who looks for something. That already is meaning mave is something that it's mave is something to the effect of that it will become found or will become being looked for. Meaning that basically didn't like the lashon how the psukim, right, apply, right, to our Mishnah. So then the Gemara just says, right, it agrees, right, mechti karei lo kamar daiki v'lo kamar daiki. So we just prove that either pasuk is kind of like flimsy over here. It doesn't really, right, imply so well, you know, that this is, what we should go for. So the Gemara says, Rav my time alo amar Shmuel. So again, why does Rav not say like Shmuel? Again, once you're telling me that you're just using like these different tenses and didn't seem to like write like this, it's not Lashon, is this weird? So let's go. So Tachlis, why don't we say, right, real reasons now? If you don't really have a good mucker from the Psukim, or a real good reason rather, so why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? So says, because Tana Shor, v'chol mili d'shor. Because Rav says, because the Mishnah would have talked about when it mentions Shor, right, that included everything, right? It included, we said, the three, Karen, Shane, and Regal, right? So if you have Shor, right, that includes everything, so it must be Mave, something different, right? So that's talking about Adam. Shmuel, nah, nami tamale Shor, aye, so why does Shmuel say that you have Shor And you have Mave, which is Shane. Shane is also technically shore. Some of you, the right down the shore of the Karnu, Mave Lashino. Because shore is referring to Karen, the horn, and Mav is referring to the animal's teeth when the animal eats. And it means, this is what the Mishnah was saying, Lori Karen Shein Hana Lazego Kriya Shein Shein Hana Lazego. Karen is different than Shane, because Karen, there's no Hana for the animal when it gores. Shein, right, the animal eats something, right, then therefore, right, that's different, so you had to leave both, again, we needed a mucker for both of them, that's why I had to mention both of them. Floria Shane, Shane come on to Salahazak, Korea Karen should come on to Salahazak, and Shane is not like Karen, you can't learn one from the next, can't learn Karen from Shane, Shane from Karen, because Shane, right, is ain't come on to Salahazak, animal's just eating, it doesn't mean to damage, but by goring, right, that has kavana, right, that's actual, you know, intention to damage, and therefore, right, you needed an individual listing, right, and drusha for each of them. This Gemara says, but on second, but v'lav kavu chomer, right, isn't the kavu chomer, right, ma shein she'in kavadas l'hazik chayev, karen she'in kavadas l'hazik l'kosh again. Right, what do you mean? If you're going to be chayev for Shane, which the animal just eats something, doesn't intend to do damages, you're going to have to pay for that. If the animal intends to do damage, like it gores something, obviously you should have to pay for it. This Gemara says, no, not necessarily. It's drich. Right, you might have thought to say, meaning to have an Eved Ve'ama, because you might have thought it was like one of your servants, one of your slaves, one of your Eved Kananis. Eved Ve'ama lava forgav the Kamasal Hazik, right, a filo hagiptiri, right, says, achanami loshna. Right, by an Eved and Ama, the halacha is, right, if your slave damages something, so the master does not have to pay. That's the din, again, that's the mission towards the end of the Masechta. That a slave, right, don't get involved with the slave, because the slave, right, he's going to damage you, and he's not going to have to pay for it, and the master's not going to have to pay for it either. So too, over here, right, you might have thought, right, that the Karen also, your shore gores, you don't have to pay, therefore it had to say, right, that you're a chayev for Karen. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, what do you mean? The reason Eved and Amma don't have to pay is for a different reason. It's not because they intrinsically, inherently don't have to pay. Right? It's because for a different reason. Otu Eved and Amma love time with Rabbo Izbu. What's the reason? Shema Yakni Tena Rabbo. Because maybe, right, there'll be a fight, right? The slave will be upset with his master. Right? Right? Again, the slave could be upset that the master told him to do certain types of work. Right, so what does he do to get back at him? He goes and lights someone else's field on fire. Right, he knows he's a slave. He can't. He doesn't have any money. He can't pay back. But he knows his master is going to have to pay back for the damages. So Chazal realized that was a possibility. Right, slaves sometimes don't really like doing their work. Right, so it could be that they just get back to their master. They just damage other people's property and make them chayav all day. So therefore, that's not a real reason. Really, l'chora sounds like they you should be chayav for Adam. For an Eved and an Amma, but this little caveat that we make them nachayv. So Elul Gemara says you're right. So Parachachi got to say it like this, right? Lo Ria Karen Shekamras Lahazik Kriya Shein Shein Kavanos Lahazik. Right, the Karen, right, is intention to damage is like it's not like Shane, which is not intention to damage. And Lo Ria Shane Sheish Analazeko Kriya Karen Shein Analazeko. And Shane is not like Karen because Shane there is the benefit for the animal, right? Gets hana, right? It's eating something. As opposed to Karen, right, which is goring. So you needed both of them because you can't learn one for the next, one for the other. Okay. So Gemara says, one second. So according to Shmuel, again, we said Mave is Shane. Good. That's the animal eats. Shore is referring to Karen. So the problem is there are three categories of shore, right? Karen, Shane, and Rego. So the Gemara says, Rego, my, Shari. What do you mean? So therefore, the Mishnah listed the two categories of shore but left out Rego. That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, yeah, when the Mishnah said, Kishizik Chavamazik, right, when it says that when at the end, right, it summed it up and said, when these things in the Mishnah damage, so the guy, the owner is Chayiv, so that's Losuri Regal. That includes Regal. So Gemara says, well, listen to Hedja. Well, why didn't it state it straight up? So Allah Morava, so Rava says, no. Tana Shor is Regal. Shor la Raglo. Mave Lashino, right? Mave, that's Shane. But Shor doesn't mean Karen, it means Regal. Velkikamer, this is what it means to say. Ria Regal has Shazeko Matsui, Kiria Shane. Right, the regal is not like Shane in the sense that regal, right, is common, it happens all the time, is always found there, but Shane is not, right? The animal doesn't necessarily just go around eating stuff, so you couldn't learn that from Shane from Rego. Floria Shane Yishanala Lazeko Korea Rego Shane on Lazeko, right? And you can learn the other way because Shane, right, the animal is getting benefit and Rego, right, it is not just walking around. So the Gemara says, but Karen Mai Shari, again, same Shiloh. What about Karen? Right? So you tell me that we're listing Shore is Rego and Mave is Shane. So what happened to Karen? That's the third category. Same shy that we had before. So Gemara says, because Karen. So the same answer. Right? It's when it said that phrase at the end, that's including Karen. The Gemara says, listen to Behedja. But why does it say it straight up? So now the Gemara gives an actual answer. That the Mishnah was only listing specifically cases where the animal is always muad from its birth, right? From inception. As soon as the animal comes out, it's muad, right? It's normal to walk. It's muad. It's normal. It's very common for the animal to walk, for the animal to eat. It's not muad for it to gore people. So if it started out tam, right, that the Mishnah is not necessarily going to list, and that's why Karen would not be in the specific list of damages in the Mishnah. Okay, fine. Shmuel, my time alone, Karav. Why isn't Shmuel like holik Rav? That Rav, that Mava is Adam. So Shmuel would say, Isalka Daitach Adam. Right, if you're telling me that Mava is Adam, that doesn't make sense because we're going to see the Mishnah says, and Tesadav Tesvav, right, Katani Sefer, the second part of the Mishnah says, Shor Hamuad, Vishor Hamazik, Bershus Hanizak, the Adam. Right, the Mishnah there lists Adam, lifts the person. So why in the world would it mention it the first Mishnah? It's just mentioning it right in the second Mishnah. So Gemara says, okay, but listening to Bereishit. So why it doesn't answer why it didn't list it in the first Mishnah. So Gemara says, yeah, Kornei Shmuel, Beniske Mazmon Kamairi, Beniske Gufo, Lo Kamairi. That our Mishnah is talking about Nezek of a person's property, right? As we mentioned, that's going to be the first, more than half of the Masechta, right? At least half the Masechta is going to be talking about a person's property, the damages. So too, our first Mishnah was only talking about property. It wasn't talking about Adam. So the Gemara says, Rav Nami Katani Adam Asefa. So that's a good kasha, Sataka. So the Gemara says, so what does Rav do with that? Rav says, Mave is Adam. If the Mishnah mentions Adam, Daf Tezvav, why does it mention Adam in the first Mishnah? So Gemara says, Amalacha Rav. Rav would say, Ha'u l'machshevei behedja mu'odin huda osa. So because it's coming to teach us that man, a person, is mu'ad, right, just like all the other examples, right, in the Mishnah. Umay lohare, and what does it mean, lohare? I mean, we said, if you remember the beginning of the Mishnah, basically we said, we listed the four categories, and we said, lohare ashor kare amavet, lohare amavet kare ashor. That shor is not like mavet. So what does that mean? If you're saying that Mave is Adam, so Hakamra, it means like this. Lo Riyah Shor Shemeshalim is a Kofer, Kriya Adam Shemeshalim is a Kofer. Shor is not like Adam, because by Shor, right, you pay Kofer. Kofer is an atonement. If a Shor gores somebody, the master has to pay a Kofer, an atonement penalty. So that by Adam, right, you don't have that. Lo Riyah Adam Shechayiv Arba Dvarim, Kriya Shor Shein Bo Arba Dvarim. And man damaging something is different because he has four different things to pay as opposed to an ox. An ox just pays the value. Right, then and the person pays for it, tsar, ripoy, shevis, and boshes. Tsar is the pain of the person he damaged, ripoy is the medical, right, any medical, right, fees that come out, shevis is the fact that they can't work, right, and boshes is the fact that they embarrass them. So that's different, right? Again, they obviously had to list them separately. The bottom line is, again, from the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, right, that's the end of the Mishnah, right, it says that when all of these things that we listed above normally damage, what do you mean? An ox is normally damaging, right? When you tell me that an ox is referring to the Karen, it doesn't normally gore something, right? First it starts out as a short tam. So Gemara says, b'muad. No, the Mishnah is talking about a muad. I have a muad darker lahazik? What do you mean? Still, again, if an ox gores three times, now it's muad. Still, its nature is not to gore. So Gemara says, actually it is. Right, once it becomes muad, right, that's what it does. It goes around goring stuff. Adam darker lahazik? And the Gemara says, a person normally damages? Most people are good people. They don't just go around damaging stuff. Gemara says, but Yoshin. Okay, when he's sleeping. Yoshin darker lahazik? Is that really true? When you're sleeping, you damage? Gemara says, yeah. Kevin the kaifa push it, since you're going to kind of kick your legs and stretch out all the different ways. Orchehu, right, as a person it's normal for a person to damage stuff. Okay, Ushmiras Alecha. The Mishnah said you have to make sure to watch over these items. Adam Shmiras Gufu Alavu. Gemara says, what do you mean? You don't have to watch other things. You have to watch yourself. So that's a little bit weird phraseology. Gemara says, well, let's make according to that logic, that doesn't work so well either. Again, when you tell me that Litamech, meaning Kornei Shmuel, who's not going to have man, right, Adam in the Mishnah, so that's also not helpful. How did the Tani, because the Tani we learned the Tani Karna is the name of an Amora, Karna is a guy, so Karna taught us that Arba Avos Mezikin V'Adam Echa Mehem, right, the four Avos Mezikin, man is one of them, Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav, right, what is it? It's the same Shaila, I mean, it doesn't say Shmiras Alecha, right, it does say Shmiras Alecha, that you have to watch it on, Alecha is somebody else, right, if someone else, the person who owns this item, not Alav, Right? So Ella kedamar le Rabbi Avo the Tana Tani Adam Shmiras Gufo Allah. So Rabbi Avo said to the guy who was teaching the Mishnah, the Brises, to the Chevra, he said, yeah, you have to say it that Adam Shmiras Gufo Allah. You just have to change the lashon so that it lines up. It's not a kasha and Rav whatsoever. So Hanechanami, right, on Amud Beis Hachanami Tani Adam Shmiras Gufo Allah. So also you have to change the, kind of that language just for the person part of the Mishnah. Okay, Maskalur of Mari. If Mari asked, hold on 1 second. Ve'ima mave zemayim. So let's have another suggestion. Maybe mave is mayim. Again, if you're just bringing psukim, maybe mave is mayim. Because the pasuk says how do you pronounce that? Kikadoach, maybe kikadoach. I don't know. Kikadoach ish hamasi mayim tive ish. You have that word tive ish, right? That water, right? Water bubbles. Fire burns, and water bubbles, fire, right? Tiva, that means bubbles. The tiva, right? The mava part is talking about the fire. It's not talking about the water. So the Gemara says, okay, so maskalur is vid, fiva mava is a ish. Okay, so maybe it should be referring to fire. So Gemara says, well, if that's true, well, we had fire in the Mishnah. Right, hever, the last one, was fire. That it means that mave, hever, are one thing, and it's just calling hever mavir, and then what hever is doing is just explaining what mave is. Right, so therefore, it doesn't say, meaning we said avos nizikin, right, what do we say? Right, first line of the Mishnah, arba is avos nizikin, right, that's the first word of the mezekta. It's not four, it's three, if you just have mave and hever, they're the same thing. And if you say, tana oshor the ispe tarti, maybe you'll tell me the shore refers to Shane and Regel. Again, assuming that again you have to choose those two because right, Karen is not Muad Laolam. Right, we're talking about things that are always Muad. Right, we said Karen according to Shmuel, right, and according to everybody. But the reason Shmuel said it's not listed is because it's not Muad. Okay, so if that's true, meaning that therefore the math works out. Right, the Mishnah had said neither of them are alive. Well, Ish my Ruachaim isbe. I'm sorry, not neither of them, but both of them, meaning we said that both of them, that Shor and Mave, right, are different than, what do we say, it's different than Bor that are alive, or different than Ish, rather. Yeah, didn't we say that? What was the Mishnah? Where was it? We had said, Lo zev ze Ish baruch ruachayim, kare Ish ain't bo ruachayim. Right, these two, right, have some sort of ruachayim. So right, what my ish my ruachaim is be right v'sum my har karei ish right. I mean, all the subsequent language in the Mishnah right doesn't make sense if mave right is hever right, because first of all fire is not alive, and second of all right, we said that the last thing the Mishnah said right that shor and mave are not like fire, obviously, so mave can't be fire if it's not like fire right, and it can't be, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, so it can't be mayim and it can't be ish. It must be right either right Adam according to Rav, or it could be Shane according to Shmuel. Good. Tani Rav Oshia. Now we're gonna jump. We mentioned yesterday, the day before. Right, there's not only four categories of Nizikin. There are many categories of Nizikin. So today we're gonna mention that Rav Oshia said there were 13. We're not gonna get the Rabbi Chia says there are 24. We'll do that tomorrow. But let's just do it right now. Rabbi Oshia said, Tani Rabbi Oshia, Shlosha Zar Avos Nizikin. There are actually 13 right main categories of Nizikin. Shomer Chinam. We'll just explain these, just translate them pretty much. Just you can look, if you want to look at Rashi, there's more here. But Shomer Chinam, a guy who gets, who doesn't get paid for watching something. Hashoal, someone who borrows stuff. Nosi Sachar, someone who does get paid for watching. Hasocher, someone who rents something. Right? Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Boshas, or I guess Sheves and Boshas. Okay, those are listed, right? Okay. Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshas are the five things the person pays when he damages someone. Nezek is the actual damage, right? If you break a window, right, you pay for it. Tzar, the pain inflicted on a person. Ripui, the medical bills. Right, Sheves, the fact that he can't work, and Boshes, the embarrassment. Farabad, the Masnizin, and the four that we have in our Mishnah, so that's a place, so that is 13. Tani Didan, my time, low Tani, honey. Why didn't our Tana list those? Right? Why do we start with four? So Bishlam, Lishmo, Veniske, Mo, and Kamai, Veniske, Gufa, Lokamari. So Shmuel already explained that we're talking about a Nezek that a person's property creates. Okay, so that all that other stuff is the person that the person himself, the damage that the person himself does. So that's a Rav list, so why doesn't Rav, or to have Rabbi Yoshi's list in the Mishnah. So Tana Adam, Adam. So he says, yeah, it was listed. It's just underneath Mave, which is Adam, right? Anything that a person does, right? All of that damage, right? That is actually listed in the Mishnah. So Rav Yoshia, Nami Halisni Le Adam. So why doesn't Rav Yoshia add Adam to his list? So why is he listing all of those? Meaning, it says Mave in the Mishnah, right? Why are you listing now all these other categories that should l'chora fall underneath Adam? So Gemara says, Trei Gavni Adam, because there are two types of Adam. Right? Tana Adam Ham Azik Adam, but Tana Azik Ham Azik Shor. Right? When a person damages someone else, fine, that's Mave. But when a person damages other stuff, right, like property, like Shor, like an ox, right? That's a Shomer Chinam, that's a Shocher, that's all those other cases, right, that he listed. So Gemara says, Yachi, Shor Nami Lisni. If we're breaking down Adam into two categories, we should also break down Shor into two categories. Trey Gavni Shor, the two types of Shor. Listen to Shor, the Azik Shor, listen to Shor, the Azik Adam. Right, a Shor can gore a person, or a Shor can gore another animal. Skuma says, Hai Mai. But what do you mean? There's no differences between those two. Right, Bishlam Adam, it makes sense according to a person has differences in halacha. The Azik Shor, Nezakud, the Mishalim, Azik Adam, Mazik Arba Devarim. Right, a person damages a Shor, okay, he pays for Nezak, he pays for the damage of the Shor. But if he damages a person, he's got all those four other things, right? Tsar, Ripo, Shemes, and Boshe. So those are different halachos. El Shor, but for an ox, there's no difference, right? Mali Shor, Dazik Shor, Mali Shor, Dazik Adam. Right? What's the difference? Easy Nezek with the Mishali. In both cases, we end up paying Nezek. Okay, so therefore, there's no reason to split those two. So the Gemara says, "I v'ashom v'chinam v'ashol nasi zocher v'ashocher t'adam azik shor hu v'gatani." Right, one second, Rabbi Osho. Again, we had said before, right, that meaning that the Mishnah is listing right adam amazik adam, and also it's not listing adam amazik shor. So Rabbi Osho, right, kind of separated, meaning that he listed all those things, the shomachinam v'ashol, all those the four types of shomrim. Right, it's an item that is being watched right by the shomer, and he's damaging those things. Right? If you tell me that we're not going to list the other, if a person damages Shor, so why didn't Rabbi Osho, right? Why did Rabbi Osho separate them and teach them right explicitly? So when it says Tanya Zeka b'diavadayim v'ktanya Zeka d'mameila, because that damage happens on its own. Meaning, when we're talking about, meaning the Mishnah is talking about the person damaging things, right? Taking a baseball bat, smashing a glass. The shomer sacher, shomer chinam, whatever, if there's sort of damage to the item in question, they're not literally damaging it via daim, they just happen to not watch it properly. And therefore, the damage happens, right? They allow the damage to happen, but they're not going out of their way to damage it, right? So that's why Rabbi Osho listed it separately. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go right to the Heilige Shas tomorrow. We're going to be zochet to hear of Besoros Tavos, Yeshua Bekarov, Amen Ken Yeratzon, and have a great day or night, but depending on when you're listening to this.